أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نواية الأربعين، نواية الاعتكاف، نواية الخلوة، نواية العزلة، نواية الرياضة، نواية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We will be in this session, we will be continuing tafsir commentary on Surah Al-Fatiha, which is we have already finished تفسير إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. That surah that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was very happy when Allah has sent it to him. One time he was with his Sahaba, as we said before, that he was looking at the Abu Jahl camels, caravans that they were coming, and his Sahaba didn't have anything to eat, and Abu Jahl had this lot of camels coming into Makkah al-Mukarramah, carrying these caravans of trade. He was thinking about his Sahaba, and Allah told him, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Habib, don't be sad. I'm giving you السبع المثاني فاتحة الكتاب. I'm revealing to you that فاتحة, that when it came, 7,000 angels came carrying it to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبع المثاني, it is said that is narrated by Ahmad and Al-Bukhari and all other muhaddithin in most of the sihah books. It is said that an Abi Sa'id bin al-Mu'alla, which is narrated by Bukhari and many others, qala kuntu usalli, I was praying, fada'ani an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam falam ujib. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me upon my name, and I didn't answer him because I was in my prayer, praying. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Aba Sa'id, why you didn't answer me? He said, I was in my prayer. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَلَمْ يَقُلُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي كِتَابِهِ الْكَرِيمِ اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ. Al-Anfal 24. Didn't Allah said, answer back when Prophet calls upon you, answer him. It is an order in Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Anfal. استجيبوا لله وللرسول. If I'm calling, Allah didn't say only استجيبوا لله, answer. You are going to be answered only in front of Allah, or answer when Allah asks you something. But also to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He added the Prophet. Means, if I call you and you are in your prayer, leave your prayer and come to me. To that extent, obedience to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so great. Even if you are between the hand of Allah and you are praying, you have to answer for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the hadith of Bukhari. He called me, and I came. ثم قال, and then he said, لأعلمنك أعظم سورة في القرآن. I'm going to teach you the greatest surah of the Holy Quran. Before you leave from the masjid, قبل أن تخرج من المسجد. فأخذ بيدي, he took from my hand when we were going out of the masjid, and said, I said, قلت, يا رسول الله, you told me you are going to teach me the best, the greatest surah in the Holy Quran. What is it? He said, قال الحمد لله رب العالمين. And he recited the first verse of Surah Al-Fatiha. And he said, this is the best, the greatest surah in the Holy Quran. السبع المثاني والقرآن العظيم الذي أوتيت. The seven مثاني and the Quran, the great Quran that Allah has given to me. السبع المثاني means, if you look at the Holy Quran, سبع المثاني means the seven verses. If you look at the Holy Quran, you see that the Fatiha is of six verses. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki, Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu, Iyaka nasta'in, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim, ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim, Rabbadin, are six verses. And Ibn Abbas said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is one verse of Surah al-Fatiha. That's why it is called As-Sab' al-Mathani, the seven verses. And it is said also in another hadith, Abi bin Ka'b, he said, he narrated, and Abu Huraira mentioned it. The whole hadith is long, but I will take the last part of the hadith. Prophet ﷺ said, do you want me to tell you which is أتحب أن أعلمك سورة لم ينزل في التوراة لم ينزل في التوراة ولا في الإنجيل ولا في الزبور ولا في القرآن مثله. You like me to teach you a surah that never came before. It never came like it before in the Torah, in the Injil, in the Zabur, and in the Holy Quran. قال نعم يا رسول الله. Yes. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, فَقَرَأَ بِأُمِّ الْقُرْآنِ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ مَا أُنزِلَ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَلَا فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ وَلَا فِي الزَّبُورِ وَلَا فِي الْقُرْآنِ مِثْلُهَا وَإِنَّهَا سَبْعَ مِنَ الْمَثَانِي. He said, this is the Fatiha, the seven verses, seven mathani is the greatest surah that nothing before came like it. The importance of Surah Al-Fatiha is so huge that Ibn Abbas said, قال وأخرج عبد بن حميد في مسنده والفريابي في تفسيره والفريابي في تفسيره عن ابن عباس قال. Ibn Abbas said that فاتحة الكتاب ثلث القرآن. This the فاتحة القرآن, the الكتاب, سورة الفاتحة is one third of the Holy Quran. And that's why when you recite three times Fatiha to Kitab, as if you have read the whole Quran. وأخرج الديلمي في مسند الفردوس عن عمران بن حسين, he said, عمران بن حسين said that Fatiha to Kitab wa آية الكرسي, سورة الفاتحة and آية الكرسي, لا يقرأهما عبد في دار فتصيبهم في ذلك اليوم عين إنس أو جن. If someone recites Surah Al-Fatiha and Ayat Al-Kursi in a house, that day, never an eye, an abide eye, an envy eye, a jealousy eye will hit them from ins or from jinn. Means they will never see a difficulty in their homes that day if they recite Surah Al-Fatiha and Ayat Al-Kursi. وأخرج مالك في الموطأ وسفيان يعينين في تفسيره وأبو عبيدة في فضائله وأحمد في مسنده والبخاري ومسلم في صحيحه. And it's a long hadith and you take part of it. He said, فإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أبي هريرة, فإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قال الله عز وجل. And we explained that, but I am reciting and mentioning the hadith today. قال فإني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, I heard Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, قال الله عز وجل, الله سبحانه وتعالى is saying, قسمت الصلاة بيني وبين عبدي نصفين, I have divided the prayer between me and my servant into two halves, فنصفها لي ونصفها لعبدي, half of it is for me and half of it for my servant, ولعبدي ما سأل, and that half for my servant, whatever he asks I'm giving to him. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأوا. And Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, recite. And what to recite? Recite Al-Fatiha. يقول العبد الحمد لله رب العالمين. When you say in Surah Al-Fatiha in the prayer, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah say, Hamadani Abdi. My servant has praised me. وَيَقُولُ الْعَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ أَثْنَى عَلَيَّ عَبْدِي. And when you say الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ, Allah says, my servant has thanked me for what I am mercying him in dunya and mercying him in akhirah. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ يَقُولُ الْعَبْدُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ يقول حمدني عبدي ويقول العبد الرحمن الرحيم يقول علي أثنى علي عبدي he thanks me ويقول العبد مالك يوم الدين the owner of the judgment day فيقول الله مجدني عبدي and Allah says my servant has praised me and respected me and honored me and said the best things about me ويقول العبد إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين you we worship and you we seek aid فيقول الله الله say هذا بيني وبين عبدي this is between me and my servant no one can interfere أولها لي وآخرها لعبدي the first part of إياك نعبد is for me the second part of my servant إياك نعبد we are worshiping إياك نستعين وإياك نستعين we are asking your aid this for my servant and I am giving him what he is asking from here to the end is for my servant إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذي give us the guide us to the right path and show us the straight way the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace those whose portion is not wrath and who got not astray He says, this is for my servant. What he asked me, I'm giving him. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ هَذَا لِعَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ This is for my servant and whatever he asked me, I'm giving him. Means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he took on his own, took something that he is giving, Allah will not retract it back. When he says, I'm giving to my servant, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Guide me to the right way. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم those the way that you have given to those whom you like Allah you think Allah is not going to guide us and give that us that way also like the other ones Allah will not take it back so that tajalli as soon as you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim Malik Yawm al-Din Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين الله سبحانه وتعالى is sending that تجلي bestowing his mercy and blessings on you the secret of this Fatiha will be dressing you from that ocean of knowledge that Allah سبحانه وتعالى no one knows it except you will be dressed in the judgment day you come with it عن ابن عباس قال ابن عباس said أول ما نزل جبريل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم the first what جبريل came to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and revealed قال له جبريل يا محمد say بسم الله اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق recite اقرأ ببسم الله means first thing you say make ذكر الله on your tongue this what in the name of what Allah means that word Allah Ibn Abbas said this is Ismullah al-Azam وأخرج ابن مردوي عن ابن عباس قال اسم الله الأعظم هو الله the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah that's why Naqshbandi their zikr after la ilaha illallah is Allah the greatest name that Ibn Abbas mentioned in his tafsir and according to Suyuti in Ad-Durr al-Mansur. وَأَخْرَجَ إِبْنْ أَبِي شَيْبَةِ وَالْبُخَارِي And Al-Bukhari mentioned في تاريخه he said اسم الله الأعظم عن جابر بن يزيد he said اسم الله الأعظم هو الله the greatest name to Allah is Allah. ألا ترى أنه في جميع القرآن يبدأ به قبل كل اسم In the whole Quran, from beginning to the end, if you see it begin before every name of Allah, that name is mentioned, the greatest name, Allah is mentioned, before any attribute. هو الله الذي that recite it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.
So before he described the attribute, he said هو الله. And then the other time he said هو الله. As Bukhari said, before every attribute, he bring back the greatest name of Allah, Ismullah. And that's why we say al-ismu al-jami' lil-asma'i was-sifat is the encompassing name of all names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah. So iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in is between one part is he say Allah to me and part the other part is for my servant. Immediately and for what my servant ask, I am giving what you are asking. What we ask Allah after we say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, show us the straight way. Straight way, الصراط المستقيم. Ibn Abbas said that sometime Ibn Abbas used to recite in Al-Bukhari it's narrated that Ibn Abbas said أنه قرأ إهدنا الصراط المستقيم بإهدنا الصراط المستقيم. He recited the sad. Instead of the sad, he recited it in some time with the theme, as-sira. Did you memorize that? So it is sad, our theme. And sirat is the way. Ibn Abbas said that, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم means, O Allah, inspire us about your religion. Inspire us about the right way. Inspire us about the just way. Inspire us about al-haq, to be on haq and leave batil. And more than he add that, Ibn Abbas said, al-sirat al-mustaqim is al-Islam as a whole. O Allah, ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim, guide us to Islam. Guide us to the right way. And what is the right way? Inna al-deena inda Allahi, as Islam, religion to Allah is Islam. It is mentioned also on Ibn Mas'ud that al-sirat al-mustaqim is kitabullah. فَتَمَسَّكُوا بِهِ وَأَخْرَجَ إِبْنُ الْأَنْبَارِي عَنْ إِبْنْ مَسْعُودِ قال Ibn Mas'ud said that إِنَّ هَذَا الصِّرَاط محتضر تحتره الشياطين يا عباد الله هذا الصراط فاتبعوه. This is the sirat, this is the right way, follow it. What is the right way? Is kitabullah, is the holy Quran. فتمسكوا به, hold tight to the holy Quran. After this description that we said about the sirat al-mustaqim is the religion, is Islam, is the Holy Quran, is the way of Allah, is what Allah wants us to follow. If we put all these together and we check, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, religion to Allah is Islam, we have to follow Islam. Ibn Mas'ud said, it is the Holy Quran, the Sirat is the Holy Quran. Ibn Abbas said, it is the way of Allah, it is the just way of this religion. And Allah saying in Holy Quran, if we put them all together and we see what Allah saying in Holy Quran, He said, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you really love Allah, follow me, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah loves you. means ittiba, as-sirat, is to follow the way of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being described in Holy Quran, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. From Allah has coming to you nur, light, and Holy Quran. He put nur before Holy Quran. Because without a messenger, without prophet, you cannot get the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran, Allah revealed it to prophet. So without prophet, Holy Quran is not coming. So with the presence of prophet, the Holy Quran came. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put prophet, then he said, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ, and the Holy Quran. Means the one that he, who brought that light to humanity is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means he is the right way. Means he is the just way. Means he is the one to be followed. And that's why Ibn Abbas said, in tafsir of Sirat al-Mustaqim, he said, that's very big. وأخرج الحاكم وصححه من طريق أبي العالية عن ابن عباس في قوله الصراط المستقيم. He said that صراط المستقيم قال هو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الصراط المستقيم according to ابن عباس is محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, اهدنا محمد يا ربي يا الله. Give us that gift. Guide us to that gift that you are sending to humanity. Means everyone. Since in the day when Allah allama al-Qur'an, al-Rahman allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan, allama al-bayan, from that day of promises, when we were in the day, in the time of alastu bi rabbikum qalu bala, in the day when Allah asked, am I not your Lord? We said yes. From that day we are asking, ya Rabbi, grant us, gift us Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what the tafsir of Ibn Abbas is coming at the end, saying that Allah said, أخرج الحاكم وصححه من طريق أبي العالية عن ابن عباس that في قوله الصراط المستقيم, he said the صراط المستقيم is, قال هو رسول الله وصاحبا, is محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم and his two friends, أبو بكر and سيدنا عمر. In another place he said that عن أبي العالية في قوله الصراط المستقيم قال هو رسول الله وصاحباه من بعده. He is محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الصراط المستقيم and his two companions after him. فذكرنا ذلك للحسن. We mentioned this to the grandson of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم سيدنا الحسن and he said yes, that's correct. فقال صدق أبو العالية ونصح. He said the truth and he gave good advice. This is in At-Tafsir and Durr al-Mansur al-Suyuti. Allahu Akbar. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us to ask in Surah Al-Fatiha, after Iyyaka Na'budu, we worship you. And he told us, call me and ask me, Iyyaka Nasta'in. We seek your aid. We are asking Iyyaka Nasta'in and thine aid we seek. We are, your aid we seek. So what you want to seek? What is my aid for you? Is Muhammad. So I'm giving you Ihdina As-Sirat Al-Mustaqim. I'm giving you As-Sirat Al-Mustaqim. Is Muhammad. So what you want more? صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the way that you have, the way that thou hast bestowed thy grace, the way of whom you bestowed thy grace, who, on whom you bestowed your grace, on whom? On the nation of Muhammad. For what? Because of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم is those whom you have bestowed your grace on them are the nation of Sayyidina Muhammad عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام. Why? Because of Muhammad, not because of anything else. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, away from those who are the unbelievers. So صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, Ibn Abbas said, it is the way. Give us, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Give us the gift. What is the gift? the gift to the ummah, to the gift to the humanity is what? Is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By Muhammad, we will be on the right way. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The way that you do to those whom you have bestowed your grace. Who are these people? Ibn Abbas said, وأخرج ابن جرير وابن أبي حاتم عن ابن عباس. He said, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Those whom you have bestowed your grace are angels. طريق من أنعمت عليهم من الملائكة angels والنبيين prophets والصديقين صديق trustworthy person والشهداء and martyrs والصالحين the pious people الذين أطاعوك وعبدوك those who obeyed you and those who worshipped you. May Allah forgive us and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow on us that way that He bestowed on His beloved servant. ومن الله التوفيق بحرمة الفاتحة.